The MD of Bonneville Council will now be able to hear matters relating to development during regular meetings or call special council meetings to address matters involving municipal development. Following the third reading of Bylaws 1794 and 1795 on April 13, the MD of Bonneville Council is now designated as the Development Authority and Subdivision Authority. This authority previously fell under the mandate of the Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, which was made up of select council members. At a regular council meeting on January 12, council approved redesignating the MD's Development Authority and Subdivision Authority from MPC to council. As a result, Bylaw No. 1344 that had established the commission was repealed, effectively dissolving the commission. This decision-making process will be more efficient as the hearings can now be held twice a month instead of the previous once a month, according to information provided by administration. Falling under the Department for Planning and Development, council heard that this year's first quarter report showed 20 building and development permits had been issued in the first 3 months of the year, for a total development value of more than $2.39 million. The MD also received two new subdivision applications and had issued 58 safety codes permit in relation to plumbing, gas, electrical, and more. Following the repeal of the MPC, April 27 marked the first time that council held a development discretionary use hearings during a regular council meeting. At that meeting, council approved three discretionary use applications, one to allow for a dog breeding kennel, another for a shop building with a secondary suite, and a third for a yurt with a secondary suite, as per the MD's land use bylaw. Surprise policing costs in conjunction with the Government of Alberta and Canada, each municipality contributes a portion of the frontline policing costs to the police funding model, PFM. In addition to policing costs paid out by the MD to the province under the police funding model, PFM, the MD received a separate PFM invoice for Idaho 349. The province is requiring $143,752 from the municipality for ID 349 for the 2021-22 fiscal year. Council agreed to fund a $100,000 payment for policing costs from the 2022 operating budget. However, they also directed administration to draft a letter to the three urban neighbors who also receive economic benefits from the annexed land, to request funding support to cover the increased policing costs. The MD is also on the hook to pay $568,682 in PFM costs for the 2021-22 fiscal year for policing within the district. Fire trucks to tender after a lengthy discussion involving the Regional Fire Chief Dan Henney from the Bonneville Regional Fire Authority, BRFA, Council approved a request to tender for the replacement of 5 MD fire trucks. The estimated cost for this equipment if tendered is expected to come in at just over $2.9 million for all 5 vehicles. This decision followed comments by the fire chief indicating that 2 pumpers and 3 tankers from the MD's fleet will be nearing the end of their life cycle by 2023 and 2024, respectively. By ordering the fire response vehicles this year, potential savings could allow the BRFA to save 2-3% per truck, as well as the potential inflation costs that could be incurred if the municipality waits to place an order. Although council unanimously agreed to allow for the tendering of the 5 fire apparatuses, there was uncertainty amongst councillors over how regularly equipment should be replaced. Discussions around equipment replacement metrics are expected to take place at a future council meeting.